All right, in this lesson, you'll learn what to do when one of your systems breaks down so that you can fix it and get back to business as quickly as possible. Now, to do that, we need to learn the major reasons why systems break down in the first place and what to do to get them, you know, up and running again when that happens. So, here's what you really need to know, though. When one of your systems breaks down, it's almost always a psychological issue. Sure, you know, what you'll see on the outside is a broken process, but what's often happening on the inside is that something in our head is telling us it's too hard, or it doesn't work, or, you know, we're doing something wrong. So when one of your important systems breaks down and you want to fix it, you're usually going to find the solution within yourself. Or, you know, at the very least, you'll see how, you know, some procedural changes will help you overcome whatever internal hurdle you're struggling with. Now, let's look at the symptoms you're likely to see when a system breaks down. You've probably experienced, you know, all of them at some point. You know, you create a system and then never use it. Or you use it, but you don't ever get to the end. Or maybe, you know, you get to the end, but you don't get the results that you were expecting. We've gone over all of these problems and, you know, the structural changes that can fix them in our lesson on creation and optimization. So we're going to assume that you've addressed those things already, but you're still struggling, you know, most likely with some internal block that's keeping you from executing your system as well as you'd like to. How do you address a problem like that? Well, it's a lot less concrete. You know, even though you might see a lot of different symptoms, I can tell you from personal experience, you know, that the primary problem behind all of them is fear. And that fear is usually based on some sort of uncertainty. When you don't know, you know, what will happen, or you don't trust yourself to perform the way you want to, that uncertainty or, you know, lack of confidence is usually rooted in fear. You're not terrified of some imminent danger. It's just a low-level discomfort, you know, something that's just strong enough to keep you from moving forward, but also just weak enough to keep you from, you know, really examining why. Sometimes, you know, you'll focus that fear internally by telling yourself that you're too busy, or, you know, you're not good enough, or you just don't have a mind for systems. You know, other times you might focus externally and tell yourself that the system doesn't work, or your team is holding you back, or, you know, there's something else you're not really in control of. In either case, you know, the result is the same. One or more of your systems are breaking down, you're not getting the results that you want, and it's making you frustrated. When you experience that situation, the best way to get through it is to address it head on. Now, that doesn't mean you have to fix it immediately. That's usually too hard to do when you're fighting your own mind to stay productive. Instead, you start by giving yourself a little task that's so easy to do, you don't reject it. What I'll encourage you to do is to keep track of how often you notice that there is a problem. You might spend a whole day, you know, trying to follow a plan. You try to operate your systems, you know, routines, and it just doesn't happen. Then, you know, you go waste some time doing other things that feel productive to try to get your momentum back before making another attempt to follow the plan. All I'm going to ask you to do in this situation is to keep a record of how many times you attempted to follow your plan, but failed. And what were you, what you were thinking about when it broke down. Now, if you can, and you're motivated enough, go ahead and try to correct yourself right there in the moment. You know, if you can get yourself back on track without wandering too far off, that's the best possible solution. You know, even if it feels like you had to drag yourself, you know, through the day kicking and screaming, you're going to feel more confident about tomorrow if you can force yourself to get through today. But, you know, like I said, it's not always possible. And in that case, just keep that log of attempts and let that be your goal for the day. You know, let that be your win for the day. And don't be discouraged if that's all you get done sometimes, right? This is really difficult work. Most people never stop distracting themselves long enough to solve any of their own issues. So the fact that you're even getting started really is a big step. Now, the next order of business is to put an event, boom, on your calendar. You're going to dedicate 15, you know, to 30 minutes to actually analyze the data that you're recording. If you remember from a previous lesson, right, it's really helpful to set, you know, specific time aside to address things that are bothering you. You might even find that just doing that helps you get things back on track. But either way, you now have some protected time for problem solving. And here's what I want you to do when that time comes. First, you need to face the facts, right? You built a procedure, but it's not working. That's not a judgment. It's just what's happening. And being clear about what you're trying to fix will help you stay focused. Now, look over the log that you made. You know, the one that you created as you tried to use your system, but you kept failing. What were the events that led to the breakdown? You know, look for patterns here. You know, were you distracted? Were you tired? Hungry? Feeling, you know, unconfident? Sum everything up. You know, what was the primary reason behind all the failed attempts? Once you've made your judgment there, ask yourself if these are circumstances that you can control or not. You know, if it's something simple like feeling hungry, well, that's easy to fix and completely within your control. If it's something completely out of your control, that's good to know too, right? That just means that you need to adjust how your system works to account for those, you know, those variables. If that's the case, you can go back to the lesson on finding and fixing failure points. Sometimes, though, you identify a problem that you kind of control, but you know, you kind of don't too. For instance, maybe you struggled to stick to your system because you were tired, right? Are you in control of being tired? You know, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. Maybe you're tired because you stayed up too late the night before. You know, that's an easy one to fix. Or maybe you were tired because your kid was sick and you were up all night, you know, taking care of them. Not much you can do about that. It just, you know, it just happens. The goal here is to trace the problem back to its root and to do it at a time when you're not in the middle of your struggle so that you can take an objective look at what really happened. If you try to fix these problems, you know, while you're experiencing them, it can be really frustrating because, you know, it's difficult to remove yourself from the situation, you know, and look at it objectively. that's something you can really only achieve with a little bit of, you know, time and space. When you hold a little time on your calendar to address a breakdown, you make sure that you get the space that you need to actually come up with a workable solution. And you're less likely to get frustrated and, you know, feel like a failure, which is what happens when you try to fight through it in the moment and still lose. So if I could sum up all of this into just a few simple points, it would be that the fastest way to recover when you experience a system breakdown is to follow a three-step process. So first, try to recover immediately. But if that doesn't work, just keep a few notes about how you're feeling, you know, each time you try and fail. Then put 10 minutes on your calendar later that day, or, you know, even that week, to look back on the problem more objectively. Just having that time on the calendar helps you move on in the moment, right? Because you know that you're going to address the problem later. Then spend that time tracing the failure, you know, to the root of the problem. You might find that you need to adjust your system, or you might find that you need to change a routine that's, you know, negatively affecting you. You might also find that it was just a one-off problem and there's really nothing you need to worry about. And since you now know how to do a quick daily and weekly review, that's a great time to go through this process. So if you've been struggling and experiencing some system breakdowns, go ahead and pull out your calendar right now to hold a few minutes to go through this process and see what things you find. And once you're done with that, I'll see you in the next lesson.